Nope. Seen it. Oh, nah.
Can't find something to watch? Introducing Sky Stream. It's Sky without the dish. Watch unmissable Sky exclusives like The Regime and Netflix too, all over super reliable Sky full fibre broadband. Get Sky Stream, Sky Broadband and Netflix for just €50 a month. Search Sky Stream. Availability subject location. New customers only. 12-month minimum term. Stream and broadband sold separately. Further terms apply. For more info, see sky.ie/speeds.
Seachtain. An Indo Ascaelige.
Time I mon iroachtaí a dhéanamh teacht ar a chorp. Agus súligam amach an seo, gur féidir é a chur in uaig ceart lena bhaintir féin.
Scíltaí, fios, tuairimí.
Tá sé dochreite nach bhféadfach ara i gcuirna meáin an cheist sin a eicáil.
Bhí an talam a gnám go raibh orthcháir na reachtam. Iadach sé tarraing go raibh an orthcháir san i lis dúthail agus gimine fanacht gór a chlig sár ducha sin éachar. Ná ní bhin ann thar d'oraach sin, bhin marav.
Seachtain. Find us on all the usual podcast platforms.
This week on Crime World.
There was a Republican police from 1920. I mean, the IRA was effectively trying to run an underground government. And actually, there was a crime wave. 1919, 1920, there's a wave of bank robberies, post office robberies, robberies of individuals, robberies of pubs in Dublin and in rural areas as well. So the IRA tried to actually clamp down on that. They, on occasion, solving bank robberies and giving the money back to the banks. Now,
I'm Nicola Tallant, and you can listen to my podcast, Crime World, wherever you get your podcasts.
After weeks of rumours on Kate Middleton's health, the Princess of Wales has put an end to the speculation.
In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London. And at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment.
I'm Fionnán Sheehan, and on this breaking news edition of the Indo Daily, I'm joined by Enda Brady, TRT World presenter, to examine the news that Kate Middleton is receiving treatment for cancer. Enda Brady, dramatic developments this evening with Kate Middleton. What has she revealed?
So a hugely significant statement, Fionnán. Basically, she has revealed that she had cancer, or cancer had been found in her body. And she said that in January, when she underwent the abdominal surgery, they felt it was non-cancerous. And that was what was put out at the time. And she said subsequent tests have now revealed that cancer had been found. These are all Kate's own words in this video statement that she's released. She's now undergoing preventative chemotherapy. She said she is dealing with this with a young family. They're getting through it. She said she's gaining strength every day, day by day. She said that other people who are going through cancer are in her thoughts, and she has requested privacy to deal with all of this.
So, take us back a couple of hours. What did we know up until now?
Well, we knew nothing up until this statement, because the palace had been, I wouldn't say cagey, but they'd been very protective of the Princess of Wales, as is their job, as is their right. You know, a lot of people speculating online. There were horrible things being said on the internet. Lots of conspiracy theories, lots of speculation. Some people suggesting she was no longer alive. I mean, this was ludicrous stuff that had been out there for weeks.
So
I think it's quite telling.
We knew that she had received treatment, that there was surgery, but that was all.
That was all, yeah. That in early January, she had undergone abdominal surgery, and she would not be returning to public life until Easter. Now, Easter is fast approaching, as we know. And I think the palace have taken a decision that, you know, if she's not back working or seen in public by Easter, the trolls and the conspiracy theorists will be out in force again. So they've taken pretty direct action, and she's recorded a video statement so people can look at it and say, this is her. This is her words, and she's telling us what's been happening.
This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, so we've obviously in recent weeks, there was a kind of a candid camera video last weekend of her, and there was debate over is that her or not. We then had the saga over the photoshopped photo of her and the kids. This is her giving as categoric a bit of evidence as you possibly can about straight up, this is exactly what's happening.
Yeah, look, I think the photo editing was unfortunate. I don't believe for 1 minute that she was logging in on Adobe Photoshop on a laptop and adjusting pictures. I think someone in the team really messed up with that, thinking that they could pull the wool over the eyes of very experienced picture editors. So that was a mistake, or a misstep, as they like to call it in royal circles. But now, you know, let's focus on far more serious matters. We've got a situation in the UK where their monarch, King Charles, is undergoing cancer treatment. And now the future queen, certainly in her own words, cancer had been found. And, you know, looking on the positive side of things, she's used the past tense there for the cancer. So hopefully they've got it all. And she now undergoes this course of preventative chemotherapy and makes a full recovery.
So how long do we think that she will be recovering for?
So there's no prediction on that. She said she's gaining strength day by day. She spoke about how much joy her work gives her. And I think the plan will be that she will go through this preventative chemo, come out the other side of it. And when the time is right, when she feels strong enough, and when it's right for her, and only then will we see Catherine, Kate, the Princess of Wales, return to public duty.
Now, she has three young kids, George, Charlotte and Louis. And she's basically said she's told them what's happening here too.
Yes. So she shared the news and they've been managing it as a family. You know, they're very, very young. She has shared it with her family and they're working through it. She praised William for being by her side and saying that he has been a huge help in all of this. I think they're going through, or have been through, unimaginable stress. You know, she's a young woman in her early 40s, three children, and the non-stop scrutiny of not just the press in this country and the public, but all over the world. You know, every single movement of her life is chronicled and detailed. And I think for the House of Windsor, they're absolutely in crisis now. As I say, the King has cancer and the future Queen is in the middle of being treated for it, or the aftermaths of it. So a very, very difficult situation.
Do you think that she has done enough here to basically get her the privacy that she is now requesting and kill off the fairly wild speculation that's been going on for the last month?
Yes, I think she has. And I wonder what more can she possibly do to placate these people? I mean, ultimately, it's her business and it's her body. And I think it's a pretty shameful state of affairs that the internet has driven this story and this agenda to touch such a frenetic kind of fever pitch, that the future queen has had to come out and appear in a video reassuring people that A, I'm still alive, and then B, this is the reason you haven't been seeing me. So, you know, a lot of people online should be ashamed of themselves, if you ask me.
So, do you think there'll be a groundswell of sympathy here to her?
Yeah, absolutely. I think any right-minded person seeing a young mother announcing what she's had and what she's going through, preventative chemotherapy, and all of that stress and strain and bringing up young children, I think there will be a groundswell of sympathy for any right-minded person, regardless of whether you're a royalist or a Republican, will want to wish her well. It's a horrible situation. And let me tell you, Fionnán, on a very personal level, I've been in the room with family members when my wife's sister had to tell her young children that she had cancer last year, and it's absolutely horrible. I wouldn't wish it on anyone to have to witness that and to then see what happens in the aftermath with young children hearing that their mother has cancer. It's the worst situation you can ever be in.
On a very human level, what did you make of her appearance in the video? She's obviously lost weight. She appeared kind of gaunt and the voice did tremor a couple of times as well.
Yeah, she looks frail. She certainly looks fragile and she has lost weight. And she's going through week after week of what she's been through. I think she kept it together very well. And, she's a great communicator. She's a credit to her family. She has been a huge positive for the British royal family and the House of Windsor. And she is their future. I mean, she is their future king, king's wife, future queen. I think she has done herself a lot of credit. And I wish her a full and speedy recovery, because from every, I don't know her personally, but from friends I know who do know her, they speak extremely highly of her.
Now, she'll obviously get support from the royal family, and there's obviously been a lot of discussions in internally about how to handle this. People will now be wondering, what about the brother-in-law? Will this prompt, you know, Harry to reach out here and try and mend fences that the situation is so serious?
Well, look, we saw Harry very quickly scoot across the Atlantic when his father's diagnosis was made public. So it's a hard one to call, Fionnán, in all honesty, because I think the rift between the two brothers is so deep, and they are literally on different continents right now, physically and I would say emotionally as well. It may well be that a text message is sent. We will never know unless someone decides to write another book next year.
We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space and privacy while I complete my treatment.
And my thanks to Enda Brady. I'm Fionnán Sheehan, and today's extra episode of the Indo Daily was produced by Gareth Mulhall and Mary Carroll, recorded by Owen Breslin, with sound design by Rory Bones. Archive clips from Kensington Palace and the Irish Independent. If you like the Indo Daily, you can follow and leave us a review.
No. Nope. Seen it. Oh, nah.
Can't find something to watch? Introducing Sky Stream. It's Sky without the dish. Watch unmissable Sky exclusives like The Regime and Netflix too. All over super reliable Sky full fibre broadband. Get Sky Stream, Sky Broadband and Netflix for just €50 a month. Search Sky Stream. Availability subject to location. New customers only. 12-month minimum term. Stream and broadband sold separately. Further terms apply. For more info, see sky.ie/speeds.